We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Man, all right.
It looks a lot different when you're on
the show. Everybody. Five in a row. This was a huge one. This was one of those wins that we needed. Some of those wins along this way felt a little fraudulent. Not this one. This is the best team in the NBA, man. Alf, you got anything to say about this?
I mean, can you guys see me now?
Like, yes.
Do your thing, am I frozen? Go off. Am I moving? Okay, here we go. The show is finally starting. I don't know what the fuck just happened. I have good internet, I think. I'm going to have to call them on Monday and try to figure this shit out. But anyway, this was the biggest, best win of the season. You beat the best team in the NBA, and you kind of did it wire to wire, man. Like, you really controlled the game. And as far as the Heat are concerned, like, this is undoubtedly their best win. Everybody contributed. You had Jimmy Butler playing, like, damn near bubble Jimmy Butler. It's like they knew that tonight was a night that they had to show out and show up. Goran Dragic back in the mix. Like, you saw the Heat, even without Tyler Hero, but you saw a healthy version of the Heat against the league's elite, and they looked like they belong. And one thing we've been saying a lot about Miami is, yes, when they are healthy, they are one of the best teams in the league. But health is so fragile. That's one of the reasons, like, we kind of doubt them. But, man, when they are healthy and they are on all cylinders, despite the worst refs I've ever seen, like, this was some of the worst officiating I've ever seen, they pulled it out, and they executed in the fourth quarter, and they've been doing that a lot recently, and we got to give them props for that. So – tonight is a special night, guys. You can go ahead and bring me out, Brass. Tonight is a super special night. We're rocking the Blazers, right? You know, me and Moose, Brass, you got the Blazer on. We're being professional because we are doing this for charity tonight. If you're in the chat, please take a look. There is a link to go donate to Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies. Tonight is about baskets for babies. So all the subscriptions, all the bits, all the donations are 100% going to Baskets for Babies, Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies. It's a great organization. We're going to get to my man Dos Menudos at the bottom of the screen in a minute. Anybody who's on Heat Twitter knows Dos. And it's a very worthy cause. It's a great night to have this. What I will say to you guys, to the Eric the Greats, the Curtis Heroes, the Twisted Tabiokas, who love to donate multiple subscriptions, tonight we are literally telling you, do not do that. Because Twitch takes a cut. And Twitch can get mad at me if they want. I don't care. Do not donate subscriptions. Go to the link in the chat and donate straight to Healthy Mother Health. Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies. It's an amazing cause, and that's what we're out here doing tonight. We're celebrating a fantastic Heat win, and we're also donating to a good cause, and we're drinking. And this is like this is everything I've ever wanted in my life. I want to do good and get drunk, and that's like it's literally my life's cause and my life purpose. So I'm going to go clockwise like I normally do because I'm OCD, and I'm going to end on Dose, and it's going to fuck me up. I hope that Brass can move Dose to Siobhan's corner because it's fucking me up. But if not, it's okay. I'm going to start with you, Brass, producer extraordinaire.
Yo.
Oh, now you killed me. Moose, I'm starting with you, Moose.
What? Are you not going to go to the imaging? We always do the imaging, Alf.
Oh, I'm sorry. What are you drinking? I'm sorry. I'm drunk tonight. Go. What are you drinking?
Can't step on Brass's brilliant production like that. Come on, let's go. You already know we're celebrating the best win of the season. This was a good one tonight. So I got my monkey shoulder here.
I don't know what's going on with my internet. I got a new laptop. Like, it's supposed to be better than my old one. It's not.
Okay. Well, you better call them up because your internet is drip-dropping.
It's drip-dropping the Wi-Fi. What are you drinking tonight, Moose? Are you on that monkey knuckle?
Monkey shoulder, as always. Come on. Monkey shoulder.
That monkey toe.
The man on that.
That monkey ass. Oh,
man. That man on that baboon
shoulder. Job done. He's the sponsor. Let's go.
My man on that baboon booty again.
I was just about to say baboon booty. Holy hell, I swear.
That's actually a better name for it.
I was about to say baboon booty. That's crazy.
Baboon Brass. Brass.
You have a baboon booty graphic. Maybe for next time.
Maybe for next time, we'll see.
Tiffany Meeks, my right hand. What's are you up, buddy? Tonight?
I got me a little fresh Tito's and lime and a little splash of orange.
Love it. Love it. Keep it simple. You know, big win. You out here because some of the losses, you be out here drinking water. I'm happy to see that you out here drinking. Brass Jazz, what kind of shit, what kind of fancy shit you came up with tonight with your blazer on?
Because of our guest tonight, I made a deconstructed white Russian. So I got some, okay. I got some nice cream on top. So cheers.
Yes, take cream on top.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Siobhan.
What's up?
Girl, what you drinking tonight? It's double fisted on.
It is. We double fisted on a what's today? Friday.
What I will say before you go, I will say if everyone's wondering why like I'm moving around a lot, like I said, a new laptop. The bitch is out of charge. I'm like trying to find the charger and shit. It's a shit show. I'm sorry, but Siobhan, go ahead. Tell double fist. What are you drinking tonight?
We got Jack Rye and some Schweppes. And then we'll shoot a little Jose tonight for the babies.
Nice. Cuervo.
Shooting for the babies.
Shooting for the babies.
We already went to Moose with that monkey booty. I'm drinking vodka and Sprite more than normal, if you guys can't tell. I'm on one tonight. And then here we go. We got our special guest. Dose, can I say your real name?
Yes, you may say my real name, yeah.
We have Jeffrey Fine, aka Dos Menudos. If you're a part of Heat Twitter, you know who Dos Menudos is. He's all about the brands. He's all about the bits. He rarely shows his face, so we are blessed with the Dos Menudos face tonight. Jeffrey Fine. He's wearing the jersey over the button-down shirt. that is an inside joke. If you don't get it, I don't know what to tell you. You got the Blue Diamond almond milk out here representing the brand.
Also banana.
Yeah. Dose, you are the one who brought the Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies thing to our attention. You created this whole Basket for Babies fundraising event. First of all, tell us what you're drinking, and then tell us a little bit about Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies, and Baskets for Babies.
Yes, thank you. I'm a huge fan of Hot Hot Hoops, so I'm thrilled to be here. I never miss an episode. I'm drinking, of course, Almond Breeze. I have a variety of Almond Breeze milks, chocolate, banana, plain vanilla. Baskets for Babies is a crowdfunded event that will be taking place throughout March. It is a basketball-themed event. It's like Ice Bucket Challenge with basketball, basically. People will post a video online, shoot a basket, or take a photo of themselves shooting a basket, and make a donation, and then post the link on their social media so that their friends and family could do the same. It benefits Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies of Palm Beach County, who help families in Palm Beach County achieve more positive, happy birth outcomes. We all know, or probably can figure out, that birth outcomes are negatively, disproportionately bad in communities of color, which is very important to me because I have a mixed family, of course. I have Black teenagers. So improving birth outcomes and making sure all families in Palm Beach County have healthy and happy starts to their lives is what this event is all about. And thank you. Seriously, thank you for having me.
We love you, Dose. And I just want to tell Siobhan and Tiffany, if you are doubting Dose's credentials, he has a Black wife named Africa.
Oh no, I'm not doubting it. He we had a little conversation one time via Twitter. So I know. I am not doubting it.
This man is down for the cause. So what we normally do? Whoa, nice.
Shout that out, Alf. Yeah. Shout that out.
All right, we're already at $440. We have a $500 goal. Fuck that $500 goal,
y'all are
by the way.
It.
Keep going.
Yeah, we Dose, go in there and raise that shit to 1,000. Dose is about to take a shot of milk. Go ahead, take that shot of that Almond Breeze.
He needs some milk.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes for the cup.
There you go. Welcome.
That shit is going to fuck your gastric up.
No, that's just almond. That's good. Yeah, that's just almond.
All right. All right. If you say so. I don't. That's a lot of soy milk.
Drink Almond Breeze. Right?
Yes, I do.
That's right.
I'm a racist.
He knows.
So, okay, let's actually get to the game. So everybody knows on the weekends we do drip drop drinking game. We love to take shots. We love to just really have a good time. But listen, a lot of those games have been on nights where we've lost to a bad team.
Right.
Tonight we won, and we literally, I mean. Yeah. Wire to wire, there was a little back and forth, but they controlled this game.
They did.
Against the best team in the league, and they went in the paint and they went after Rudy Gobert, and yep. And you know, they weren't afraid of getting in the paint and scoring. What, like, give me your overall impressions of the game.
Yo, I'm about to say something shocking, but Duncan, that defense was all right tonight.
Listen, I thought I was the only one.
He cleaned the first quarter. He looked shaky as hell, like he was scared. But he cleaned it up. I need to see a little bit. I need to see some more shots. But listen, the defense, he was all right. He was in position. He was helping. He was getting back out to the open shooters. Like, he fucked up my night because I was just gonna drag him.
Low key, and I'm not trying to cause no controversy here, Siobhan, but most of Donovan's points came on Jimmy.
Yeah, they did.
Duncan did a really good job. But yeah, I mean, overall, like, Jimmy was Jimmy tonight.
Yeah,
I mean,
he was.
And you needed all those points that none gave you in the first quarter. Like, I don't know if he scored after the first quarter. But you needed every single point he gave you in the first quarter.
You say Kendrick?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You, to your point, Alf, Jimmy was Jimmy. You know, he was a maestro. He conducted it. He, you know, he played at his own pace. And he was just steady the entire time. Yeah. Timely buckets. He had like 6 and 4 and 4 in like the first 4 or 5 minutes or something. Like, he was the Jimmy that we've come to need him to be. He's the Jimmy that we've seen him to prove to be time and time again when he's healthy. It was awesome. We needed every bit of it, and he just maintained. He kept everyone engaged. You got Bam going early. I like Bam's aggression early and the way that he was going after buckets. Like, they look good. Shout out to Jimmy. Shout out to the rest of the guys. They did a really good job tonight. I'm proud of this win.
Yeah, he was steady. He was steady, and he set the tone for everyone on both sides of the court.
Yep.
Moose, and, you know, we're watching a team with Goran Dragic back, and I just feel like it makes such a difference, right?
You're talking about arguably your two best – I mean, two of your top three players, you know, because we got to put Bam in there as well. But, I mean, Goran, when he plays like this, it takes our team to another level, you know? And this is the Goran that we're going to need in the second half and in the playoffs. I hate to say that I'm shocked to see it back in his second game because, I mean, Dragic has continued to prove that when he's on the court, he's this much of a difference maker. But I'm going to say it anyways. Second night back and he's making this type of impact? It's ridiculous, man. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. And it goes to show you how important it is to have just a true floor general at point guard at times, you know? You got to have somebody there that can just drive the ship for a little while.
Yep. And he was rested.
Yep, he's able to drive the ship and still apply pressure, vertical pressure on the defense.
Also, and speaking of impact, I want to throw this up here.
One time
for the donations. Baskets for baby.
Fantastic. Let's go. Let's get the $1,500, $2,000 in that. Let's go. Dose.
Yeah.
You know, I want you to talk a little bit more about Basket for Babies and what Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies does. But I also want to point out the fact that as much as we've shitted on this team all season long, they now sit in fifth place in the Eastern Conference. Speaking of Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies, Kendrick Nunn is horny down the park. Dose. I mean, we've been shitting on this team. We've been mad at them. They are now sitting at fifth place in the Eastern Conference, half a game back from fourth, half a game back from home court in the first in the first round.
Is that a question?
Yes.
You know what I actually liked tonight? I thought they were really physical with Gobert. I thought all the wings came down and banged Gobert, and the guards banged Gobert. And I thought, you know, Gobert has this thing, right, where he can't hold the ball. He can't rebound if you put a body on him very effectively. He's sort of maybe his center of gravity is too high on his body. And I noticed Nunn banging on him. I noticed Andre Iguodala banging on him. And I thought they kept him off the glass a lot. And I thought that was a key, just the physicality that the team played with tonight.
I know you make a lot of jokes about the whole KZ Akpala thing, how Heat fans clamor for KZ. But I thought KZ played some good minutes tonight. Wasn't a difference maker.
Look at Moose. Can I get in on this?
Go ahead, Moose.
Okay. Because I was actually like, I was so excited to see KZ. Now, it caught me off guard. I was sitting there waiting for the fastball. That was a changeup. I think even KZ didn't know that he was going to be out there tonight. And he showed with the way he was playing. Like, it's weird because, like, for as pissed off as I want to be, I've been saying the entire year, Spo, you got to let KZ play through these minutes. And tonight, Spo let KZ play through those minutes. And he shouldn't. it wasn't good. I don't know what he was doing out there. There was a couple times where I could say he got in the passing lane and his activity was, you know, some energy and all that. But I mean, shit, give me more than that. Like, I don't know.
But listen, Moose, don't you think it's impossible to get off the bench not having played in 3 weeks and play against the team with the best record in the league? I mean, that's a brutal act.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. But there were too many times where I just felt like he didn't know what was going on defensively. And even though you haven't played for 3 weeks in a game, you've been playing in practice. You should know that.
How much are they practicing? They've been on the road for 97 days.
What I did like, Tiff, is, and we've complained so much about the Heat's rebounding, is he competed for every rebound.
He competed for every rebound. Yes, he did look lost on defense, Moose, but he did compete. And here's the other thing. Who else were we going to play?
That's it.
Like, everybody's having... That's true. Listen,
Max Strus.
This is like Little League. Everybody's getting a tryout. So, you know, we needed some... And here's the thing. We needed length, and KZ has that. Yep. So... There were a couple of times where the ball went to Gobert, and he did dig in. He got his arms in there. I mean, he got his hair in there. He was in there some kind of way. So it's like, honestly, that kid did what I expected him to do. Just stay out of foul trouble. Like, that's it.
You know who did an awesome job tonight? An awesome job.
The Chat.
Knew it.
Here we go.
You guys are absolutely killing it.
Moose.
Hit us with it, Moose.
Hit it.
I got to do it once. One time for the babies. Baskets for babies.
All right, y'all.
Somehow less annoying when you're on the show.
Oh, good. I'm so happy to hear that.
Dose. Dose, you have some gifts and prizes for Heat fans tonight that donate, don't you?
Yeah, so we thought we'd have one prize. We're gonna this contest, Baskets for Babies, it runs throughout March. It's like our form of March Madness. So we want everyone to go to I know a lot of people have donated already, so everyone's probably gonna have to be on the honor system. The idea, I think Brass has a video to play at some point. But the idea of the event is that you go and you film yourself shooting a basket and then you post it on your social media. So we want people to do that on Twitter and make a hashtag baskets for babies. And then we're going to give away. That's my wife right there shooting a basket. Something like that. That's me dunking. Siobhan, look, that's aggression to the rim, Siobhan.
What'd you say?
That's what we're asking for from Bam. That's what you do. And then we're going to give away a prize to the best video, the Heat fan that posts the best video. And the prize will consist of a signed 8x10 Bam Adebayo photo that was donated of Alex Toledo of Locked On Heat. And we're going to send...
Damn it, Alex, you got in here anyway.
Gift certificate to Total Wine so that you can play along with the drip drop game at home.
Ooh.
And also a cameo from Alex Solana, which has a $15 value. So really, priceless. So you have to go online, post a video of yourself shooting a basket, and make a hashtag baskets for babies, and at me and at Miami Heat Beat, and then later in the month, Miami Heat Beat crew will choose a winner.
My name's Miami This show's gonna be baskets for babies.
Oh.
That's my employee's son, and he's raised $1,100 so far by posting videos on Instagram. Every night he posts a video and someone donates to him.
So he's done better than us already.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I exploit the kids to raise money.
Listen, we're about to baskets for babies.
That kid's going to be pissed that I had to change a song on there because of DMCA.
Yeah, he looked like he was off beat. The original,
what song is that?
The original song, he was off beat. He had it. If everybody can, you know, make the whole basket for babies thing is make a shot or, you know, shoot a basket, whether you're shooting into a trash can or on a basketball hoop or one of those play school hoops, take a video, put it on Twitter, put hashtag baskets for babies, and we're going to pick the best one, and that's what Dose is saying. We have a signed Bam Adebayo poster. We have a $100 Total Wine and Spirits gift card. And listen, I might steal that bitch for myself because I have a running tab at Total Wine and Spirits. And we also have a cameo from Alex Solana, which I don't know how much that's actually worth, but Doe says it's priceless on the streets.
If you pay extra, you can return it.
It's a $15 value, but it's priceless in our hearts.
So what does he do for how does that play out? What does that look
he's
like?
Gonna say happy birthday to your mother or something, whatever you want Solana to say. He's gonna do.
Chad had a great idea. Make him drink some more Clamato.
On Cameo, he appears to be making an omelet, which would seem to be a very unsatisfying experience that you had online with him.
Is that what that was? I thought it was a pancake. Oh. Is that what he was making?
Oh, that's a lot better. You're right.
But yeah, guys, continue to donate. The link is in the chat. Solana's in the chat, and he doesn't know what he's about to do. You can make Solana do whatever you want, basically, and he's gonna have to do it. Yeah, Solana's gonna do a whole dissertation. A 30-second dissertation on Black History Month. Siobhan. Yeah. Listen, they faced the best team in the league tonight.
Yep.
And they, you know, when you have this, when honestly, I'm not even talking about healthy. When you have Jimmy and Goran together, this team looks different. Now, are you sold that this team is a contender again, or is it just like this is a little bit of fool's gold because Dragic's leg is going to fall off in a couple weeks?
So I think I need to see a little bit more. I'm really happy with where they found themselves after coming off of the Western trip, four straight over there. This was a good win to, you know, this was another great win after that. I think that I don't know if I'm set on them as like title contenders all the way yet, because I'm still accounting a little bit for, you know, other teams haven't made improvements, haven't made adjustments. And just, I don't know, I don't want to press it that far yet. I do love Goran, you know, being back. I love what Jimmy has been giving us steadily. But I don't think that we're all necessarily surprised, right? Like we said that this team is a good team when it's, I know you didn't want to necessarily get into them being healthy, but, you know, it is what it is. We have Goran back because he's healthy. And this has been, you know, kind of what we thought we would look like maybe, you know, with health, but that doesn't, for me, that doesn't necessarily quell, you know, all of my fears. So I don't know if I have us back in final contention yet, but we're much better than we were, you know, maybe 3-4 weeks ago. So I'm not upset. I'm not disappointed. I'm happy Goran's back, and I'm looking to keep building post All-Star Day.
I still think that we need reinforcements.
Yes,
I really do.
I really do. We need size. We still, KZ's not giving you much of anything at a four. I think we still need one of them type of players.
We need another wing.
But speaking of reinforcements, Brass, you might have to show the new total, and I need Moose to hit me with the reinforcement on the Basses for Babies.
Let's see what that total is, Brass.
Where are we at now, Brian?
Chat's been killing it tonight.
Here we go.
Oh.
Incredible. All right.
So hit him
Shout out to the chat. Basket for babies.
Oh. Thank God you're drinking liquor now.
Ooh, what like, you got there, Dos?
I have some Majesty bourbon, which is a friend of my wife's, and it's one of the few Black-owned distilleries that makes bourbon in the United States.
Like I love bourbon. Oh. That's awesome.
Yeah. Damn, that's awesome. That's a good brand right there.
You need a road trip.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bro, Dose is so much more down for the cause than even I am, man. Dose is so much blacker than me.
You got kids.
Oh, man.
Dose has more Black children than I do. Yeah. Which is... Yeah. Which is wild.
that's a good look for both of you, look. Actually. No, that's a great look for both. Dose is pulling that off.
That's hilarious.
That's a little darker than I normally am, but when I'm out in the sun, yeah, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get it.
The chest is toasted.
You like the separation
I
right
like
there?
Your pecs, yup.
Yeah, yeah.
Get you a Rihanna tat.
That's right the deep, that's a deep pec.
You a titty meat tat.
Never been busted for tax evasion, have you, Alf?
No. I don't make enough money to evade taxes. They owe me every year. Break me off. So listen, we are going into the All-Star break with, I mean, the Heat are on a 5-game winning streak, y'all. They're the fifth. After we've
shit on.
Damn
good winning streak, too. Like a damn good winning streak. Let's give them their credit.
There's been two good wins. Okay, like
steady improvement. Every win has been steadily increasing.
I will agree. They have gotten incrementally better
every game.
And Moose tonight while I was watching, and the Heat had a 6-point lead. I wasn't afraid. I think that's the biggest difference. Like, I was not afraid that they were going to lose that 6-point lead. I felt like I was like, this team has been closing these games out. They've been, you know, they've been good in the clutch this over the past few weeks. Like, I wasn't afraid that they were going to piss away a lead.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I feel like that's the biggest difference. They're executing at the end of quarters and the end of games.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. I mean, I still had somewhat of a, you know, a 6-point lead. I wish it was 7 or 8 or 10
You're
or 12, you know,
You're
like, hey, I'll say what it is. I mean, I just need this team to really tonight. I said it before the game started. I wasn't Chris Cody.
Hey, Cody.
What's up, buddy? One time.
Chris Cody better fucking donate with all that fucking pirate ship money.
I think he did. Oh. I think he did donate some.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
One time for Chris Cody. Hit him with the basket for babies. One basket for babies for Chris Cody.
All right, one more.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with 2-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Baskets for babies. That was a good one. I got a good one for Cody there. He got his money's worth.
Oh, God. Love Cody. We will be having, because Chris Cody finally started answering my text messages, we are going to have the showdown between Rohan Nadkarni and Chris Cody.
Oh, yes. Let's go.
Probably after the All-Star break, because no one's ever been more disrespected on the show than Chris Cody after, by Rohan when he called him Cody's kid. I mean, that man has carved out a spot in South Florida sports media in his own right, and Rohan had the nerve to call him Cody's kid. So we're going to have that showdown coming soon. Next week, we're going to have Will Manso on the show. And so after the All-Star break, we're going to have that showdown. But go ahead, Moose. How did, you know, overall feelings when the Heat are like, up six and there's a little bit of time.
I was saying, like, going into tonight, it's not that I didn't think we were going to win, but I was like, you know, let's see how they look. It was Utah. It was going to be a tough one. I was more convinced in going into the fourth quarter when I saw, like, okay, they haven't taken their foot off the gas. They've been playing aggressive this entire time. Once you're going into the fourth quarter, then I'm like, yes, this team is, if they can keep it going, they're going to close it out. It's a different mentality. It looks like they're starting to get into their rhythm and find their footing a little bit. And I think a lot of that, too, is just Jimmy getting back into his normal spots and Dragic being more on the court, you know? It helps when you got your stars playing.
It really does. And, I mean, Tiff, Siobhan, Dose, anybody can chime in here. I don't fear a lead like I did before.
Right.
I have a question for, like, Tiff and Siobhan. How many guys would you rather have close a game than Jimmy Butler right now?
Oh, it's less than five, probably.
It is. Like, I was going to say, it's on one hand.
It's on one hand.
And that's being honest. That's being real.
Yeah.
I have to think. I got maybe three, four tops.
Who you got? Who you got? Who you got?
I got Kevin.
Kevin who?
Durant.
Durant. That skinny. The one, you know,
you know what? He's been injured, so he hasn't even been in the forefront of my mind. All right, I got you with that.
He's the first person that came to my mind, but I got you. Think of
this. Kevin, okay.
Who you got?
Dame.
LeBron.
I got Dame.
I'll take Dame. What kind of bucket do we need?
I don't even care. Listen, I don't even care at this point. Dame is, he's going to figure out a way to get to the line, to get a three, to get you a layup. Like, he'll figure it out.
I think I got him number one on my list, actually. That's a good one.
Yeah,
because he'll figure it out.
I like it.
You know why I don't have LeBron? And I'm going to keep it real.
Because he won't drive and shoot a free throw?
There you go.
Exactly. He'll pass.
There you go. You got to be able to step to the line when the pressure is on.
Yeah,
and hit the free throw. I don't want somebody that's gonna like get in there and all of a sudden,
you know, all of that. Jimmy would do all that shit like the first 46 minutes of the game.
How's that whiplash?
Oh my God, Brass!
Is that you? Really?
So good.
It is.
Go back. No.
That was Tony. That was Tony.
That was Tony.
Tony. Put that Tony back trying up. To train this motherfucker.
I was not all expecting right. that. That is so good.
That was sweet.
The situation.
Brass. Somebody bringing the heat.
Take Brass's computer.
Yeah.
They call it a butter situation.
Oh man,
John, the situation, Crotty. But man, when you try to close out a game, Dose is right, man.
Yeah,
he is right.
And you know what it is? It's because Jimmy will shoot the three and hit the three in a big moment. He will hit the mid range in a big moment. Mm-hmm. He hit so many big mid range shots all game. And honestly, and one thing I think we're not talking about Bam enough tonight, and we're gonna get to him in a second. But Jimmy will shoot the three in a big moment, will hit the mid-range in a big moment, and he will attack the basket in a big moment and not be afraid to go hit those two free throws.
Right. Yep.
And if he misses one, he is going to be a dog on defense to try to get that ball back. Like, it's hard to, like, not want a guy like that at the end of a close game because he's going to go ham to try to make sure you win.
It's all mentality.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's all mentality. It's Jimmy.
It is.
I think like because he's able to control the tempo at such a he has such a grip on the flow of the game that he knows kind of in, I guess, the fourth, let's say 7-8 minutes in the fourth, he has a clear understanding of kind of when to turn it on because he's tightened the screws. He's gotten it to this point. I think Dose is absolutely right. It's less than one hand of the amount of people I would take over.
Oh, yeah.
In closing game situations.
And again, props to you guys for attacking the baskets for babies.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Tonight. Oh, shit. Here we go.
Here we go.
Hit us with
baskets
it.
For babies.
Can't thank you enough, guys. Oh. Dose is like, that one's annoying here too.
Yeah, that was a little much.
As much money as we can get, let's do it for the children.
It's Dose. A good bit though, because the more that you do it, eventually you're just everybody's gonna find themselves saying it, right? You're gonna be saying it in your office and people are gonna be like, what the fuck are you doing, right?
Dose knows all, right, knows all about he's the king of the bit that starts off not funny. Yeah. And then gets hysterically funny over time, and then not funny again, and then it just remains funny for eternity.
Listen, right. No, I've been on Heat Twitter since the beginning. I know I'm just following the footsteps.
I will tell you, the best thing about Drip Drop is like everyone hated it, and I embraced the fuck out of it when I started Hangover Time. I was like, I like that Drip Drop shit. Like, and then
I mean That's the way it was. Like, I came up with it last year just to fuck around with Christian. I can be your hero. I had no idea I would still be saying it a year later, but Drip Drop.
And speaking of it, the merch, there's a merch site that might be dropping tomorrow. But we'll let that happen as it does. Dose, I'm gonna go to you. Yeah. We're gonna keep talking about the fact that you know, use the hashtag baskets for babies, and there's some prizes you can win. Bam Adebayo signed picture, $100 Total Wine and Spirits gift card. That's two handles of Crown, which I could use. and you can get a cameo from the great Alex Solana, super producer of the Hawk and Crowder show. I mean, that's a hard one to get. Like, Solana is not a easy get. No. He's a very busy man.
And I think we could see if you can make him more uncomfortable than we did last time on the show.
he's out here trying to play one-on-one with John Crotty. He's going to get fucking dusted.
JC.
But even outside of that, yes, somebody said merch. Yes, merch is coming very soon. It better be, or I'm gonna lose my fucking shit. Dose.
Yeah.
Bam Adebayo. Against Rudy Gobert, I mean, he was hitting that floater, that turnaround jump hook. There were a couple times where he went inside and he was very hesitant, and Rudy Gobert gobbled him up. But for the most part, man, like, I thought he played a fantastic game tonight.
I thought it was incredible that the one time when Gobert stuffed him at the rim, and then Bam immediately made like three those mm-hmm. little foot in between shots from the baseline are impossible, right? Like, anyone who's ever played basketball knows how hard that is to do. And Gobert was standing there at the rim waiting for him, and Bam did like two or three in a row right after Gobert housed him at the rim, and that was a huge stretch in the game. I thought that kept the Heat ahead and in control.
Yeah, and I thought Bam was so impressive because, Tiff, like, you would think that going up against Gobert, like, you could have gave him an excuse for having a bad game.
Right, right.
And he didn't take the excuse. Like, he shot his jumper. He shot his floater. There were times that I wish he would have went at him a little bit harder.
Right.
But, man, it's Rudy Gobert is a defensive stalwart for a reason.
Right.
But Bam still got his tonight, and that was
that's the thing. Bam can Bam always.
It. Meanwhile, Rudy can shut down the whole fucking league.
Damn it, Brass. No, but that's the problem I have, because Bam can always get his.
Always.
He can always get his. There is no stopping him. He can get his. He just sometimes has to be patient. He's got to look and survey before he automatically just goes to the jumper, because sometimes the lane is right there for him. And you know what? I like that he got stuffed. I think he needed that, because once he got stuffed, it was like he kicked into that, like, third gear of aggression. Came down mid-range, came back down, like you said, sideline jumper, came back down mid-range. Like, I think he took it personally, and I guess that's what he's going to have to do for the rest of the season to, like, keep this team going.
But Siobhan, the boxing out was immaculate. Like, mm-hmm. even when Bam wasn't getting the rebound, he kept Rudy from those offensive boards that feed that. Yes, right there.
Yes.
He kept Rudy from those rebounds that feed that fucking that Utah offense.
Yeah.
Like, there was not a lot of offensive rebounds to be had for Rudy. A lot of putbacks. He eats off of those. And Bam didn't let him have those.
Yep. I love the way that Bam is approaching kind of his overall game and the most recent stretches of game. I agree with Tiffany. I think I like that he got stuff. I think it forced him to do other things and to be more aggressive in other spots. Either, you know, him getting stuff forced him to do that, or Sabonis getting the nod over him with KD sitting out. Whatever it was, whoever pissing his cornflakes, keep doing it. yeah, and the boxing out too, right? Like, people don't. You don't have to necessarily always be the one to get the rebound. If you can keep the other team's best rebounder from getting the rebound, that's a win. As long as you have your other guys who aren't going to go up and get it. The issue would be if, you know, Bam is doing all this work boxing Rudy out, and a Jimmy or whomever else doesn't come and grab that for him. But, you know, I love what we have been seeing from him personally. What I feel like I've been seeing from him over, I say, like, the last five or six games. He makes me a little bit nervous with that, like, push shot he does from, like, between the second hash on the lane line and the free throw. But he gets it to work for him, just in kind of the same way he gets that kind of baseline floater to work for him. And so I like it. I really, really – I don't have too many Bam criticisms at all tonight. And I'm ecstatic. I feel really good to see him putting a body on other people. I think also about him getting stuff, he has to realize he is small. Like, he is our big, but Bam Adebayo is a small big.
He's 6'9". He's barely bigger than LeBron.
He's barely, exactly. I thought you were saying 6'9 is a big thing. No,
barely bigger than LeBron. He's not that much bigger than Duncan Robinson, mm-hmm. to be Absolutely. Honest with you.
Crazy. Absolutely.
I was saying regarding the All-Star game and Bam, like, is anyone else a little terrified that someone else is going to, like, step down and then Bam is going to come up?
What do you mean?
Yes. I'm a little worried about that.
Wait, what do you mean step down?
Like, well, someone, you know, like Durant went out and then Sabonis took his spot.
Right.
So, like, that kind of thing where someone is going to not, someone who has already made the All-Star game as a reserve, a starter, whatever, is going to not be there, and then Bam or Jimmy step
okay,
up.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Like, I get what you're saying. Right.
We're all kind of happy that they're going to get a little bit more rest.
I just want him to be two-time All-Star Bam Adebayo.
He's going to get that.
For who?
Next
right.
year.
That's what I'm,
for,
exactly right.
That's
right.
What I'm saying.
And then Brass. Third time and fourth time and fifth time.
Who exactly. Does
he Christ, he's going to get so many fucking All-Star games.
Who does he need that for right now? Other
no,
than
because,
his
no, not vote. Right now, but because when it's time for Hall of Fame votes, that shit matters.
And he got careers worth of time to prove his worth.
I understand that, but like, people be like, "Oh, you've only been an All-Star six times."
That's
like,
dumb.
You
know,
I also that would also like. I would also
I
like
want
Bam
him
to
be
to
an All-Star,
finals.
But I don't want him to go to the Super Spreader right. event. That's what
the,
I'm trying
the
to say.
The problem is, I think if he receives the nomination, he's going to go.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather him just not. I mean, look at Duncan. He's out here talking about how he wants to be invited to the 3-point shot.
Don't let him go.
Duncan didn't show up last year, so he didn't
right.
want to do
yeah,
over.
Exactly. Go right. and embarrass yourself and get COVID. Shut the fuck up.
Exactly, and then bring it back
white
to the team.
White people do really well yeah. with COVID. White people do really good with COVID. That shit like the food for them.
If that's what he wants to do, then food. But
What did I say?
The three-point contest is much less taxing on the body than what would be right. The rest of the All-Star weekend.
He already won
the skills competition. Listen, Bam, sit down, Duncan.
Take those days and work on your handles.
So there's a couple of people asking, how do they gift subscriptions? Tonight, we do not want you gifting subscriptions. Because when you gift subscriptions, Twitch takes a piece of that money. And any other night, we want you to subscribe and gift subscriptions. Do not gift subscriptions tonight. Whatever money you were going to gift, $6, $12, $30, take that money, click the link, and donate to Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies, Baskets for Babies. Donate it to the link. Do not 100%. Subscribe
however, tonight. However, for people who did donate subs tonight, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we are still going to...
The sub did not die in vain. We are very
happy. We're donating the money you subscribe tonight to Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies. Yeah.
Thank you.
And for those subs, I'm going to hit you with a Baskets for Babies.
Give me one.
Okay.
Hold on, so Brass, what is that? Brass, what are you shooting out of?
Oh, I got my Crystal Head vodka here.
No, show me the glass. I'm sorry.
It's also a Crystal Head shot glass.
Oh, that's cool. I can see it.
Fancy.
Somebody said that KO should be in a three-point contest, and I'm not sure why.
Isn't he like three for his last 60?
Eric Reed said he was 29.
Eric Reed bagging on that motherfucker like he hated him.
That coaster tonight was like this.
Listen,
it was a drop. It was a deep drop.
The drop is
it was a drip drop.
The valley is in hell. E. Reed said he is two for his last 29. I said, well, goddamn.
And then he hit one.
He hit one. So that's three for his last 30.
But I honestly, I admire the confidence in which he shoots. Like, he be shooting like some off balance, like tippy toe. I'm like, you think you Steph, don't you? Like, I appreciate the courage.
We do need him to be consistently shooting that shot to keep the defense honest. So he might not be making it, but he has to take it.
He's all we got.
And you think about all the games in the last couple of seasons where Spo wasn't playing him, and like, why the fuck weren't you playing Kelly? Sure, he could be hot and cold, but he is a good guy. He stretches the defense.
He does stretch. He's all we got. It doesn't even matter. He's all we got.
I'm sorry, Dose. What were you about to say?
That's how white people feel. We're always hot. We always feel we're hot.
Oh.
I like it.
All right, Dose.
You just keep shooting. That's not going to keep you out.
The funniest thing about it, and we be bagging on these motherfuckers crazy, but the defense and the offense are better when Duncan and Kelly are on the floor. It is not like, I don't care if they're hitting or not hitting. Like, if when Kelly's on the floor, the defense is better when Kelly's on the floor without Jimmy than when Jimmy's on the floor without Kelly.
I have a question, actually.
Wait. Dose, do you have something? No, I'm sorry, not Dose. Brass, do you have something for my numbers on Kelly?
Please.
What? What? The ups and downs?
No, not even ups and downs.
Is that what you're asking about? Because that's how I feel.
I'm looking
fuck
for
them numbers,
right? We don't need those tonight. We don't need those.
You know what?
Numbers. Okay, I thought it was
specific.
There we go. Excellent producing.
We don't need those numbers. We don't need those.
No, but literally, the Heat are better when he's on the floor, and it's not even fear
because you know he can make it. We just don't know when.
But that's the thing. Tiffany can't stop.
Neither does he.
But I do like it better when him and Duncan do a little bit of cutting and they do more, and they've been doing a lot of that recently. Let's give props. Like, both of those dudes have been getting to the rim, and I believe like over the last like four games are like 15 for 15 in the paint.
One thing I noticed I never used to really notice this before, but because Siobhan always talks about it, I watch when Duncan cuts to see if he's looking for the ball.
And does he?
Yeah, he has been lately, right? I mean,
lately, yes.
When she started saying that, I started watching for it, and he has been looking for the ball.
Because there were stretches before where that dude, he would set the screen, either make solid contact and cut and not look, or he, the point, if you're going to slip the screen, is to like advance to an easy bucket. You cannot slip and then not look for where you're about to receive the pass from.
But just whole head turned.
Straight this way, all back here, that way.
But no, those I'm giving it to those guys. They've done a lot. They've done a much better job of being threats in the paint. And the Heat. I mean, you look at this. You look at this game where you're against the best paint defender in the league, and these guys went at the paint and attacked the paint and scored in the paint for much of the game. Like, this game wasn't a bunch of three pointers,
right?
It wasn't.
No. Well, they had movement with purpose.
And so that's is that an effect of them, or should we give Spo some credit here and finally like drawing up or scheming something a little bit different rather than
you kind of beat me to it, because I was just gonna chime in and say let's give Spo a little bit of credit too, because this is ultimately the players are the ones out there doing the work. So but Spo is the one telling him, like, look, this is what you didn't do against Utah last time. You want to do the same shit? Okay, do you want to win this game? So this is going to be the game plan. Let's try and stick to it this time. All right, break. Come on.
But that's the thing, and I don't have the numbers up. But Dose, we've seen so many times where this team scores 65 in the first half and 43 in the second half. I feel like the last week and a half, 2 weeks, they've put together complete games.
Like, well, where. I was actually thinking about earlier when someone was talking, when was the last time we talked about turnovers? Remember, like, the first 30 games, all we talked about were the dumb turnovers, right? Like, the mindless turnovers. Like, someone dribbles the ball up the court, crosses half court, flips it to the wing, and somebody's not watching, and it goes right out of bounds. And it seems like the last 2 weeks, everything is crisp. They're increasingly more crisp, and they're not having those brainless, unforced turnovers. Mm-hmm. And that makes a huge difference, right? Just more possessions and more shots at the rim, for sure. How many turnovers did they have tonight, you think?
Also, the patience on the pick and roll, where they're not getting those stupid offensive fouls because and I'm going to give this to Kendrick. Kendrick was causing a lot of offensive fouls where he was just going too quickly, and a guy like Kelly or a guy like Bam, a guy like Duncan was picking up offensive fouls because he just wasn't waiting for the pick to be set properly. Yeah. Like, Kendrick has been so patient in the last 2 weeks, and it's made, and I'm not saying it's made all the difference, but it's just made a ton of difference.
Right.
We talk about Jimmy and the rest of the guys finding their rhythm. Well, that goes for Kendrick too. Mm-hmm. You know, he's finding his pace for the game, where he can get his shots, where he can get his cuts, where he can set other people up too. That goes into the whole turnover situation. That's what we're missing when we don't have a true backup point guard. You're going to need these other tweener guards to really get that handle down and run the offense for you in those minutes.
He looks like it slowed down for him. He looks like he's at a slower pace, like, or maybe it's just what I'm saying. I don't know. He looks under much more control. Like you said, he's not getting those offensive, and he's making much better decisions off the pick and roll than we've seen him make, in the past.
Maybe he's healthy.
Maybe that, yeah.
And you mean physically and mentally. Because he had some things going on physically, obviously, and then mentally there were some other things going on. So, you know, and you never want to be too judgy, because everybody gets over and under and through things at their own pace. And so maybe he just wasn't right last year after he exploded. And then that last like 6 months, he fell off. So maybe he wasn't healthy, and maybe now he's finally getting in his groove, which is, I mean, this team needs it 100%.
I agree.
Kendrick being Kendrick, it becomes it's a different conversation about the team.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Kendrick, because go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, we've talked ad nauseum about the fact that you're relying on Goran Dragic to be your secondary ball handler, scorer, playmaker.
Right.
Kendrick has been amazing. Mm-hmm. Over and he makes Goran a luxury. I still feel like that's racist somehow.
And I feel like he's gotten. Never mind. I feel like what's been missing. I feel like one of the reasons we excelled the way that we did last year was because Kendrick was playing at the level that he has. And so coming into this season and seeing how we've been performing this season while Dragic has been hurt and Kendrick hasn't been at this point, I think that has played into a lot of the I'm not too sure about this team, because we don't look like that team last year. I think because Kendrick has not looked like himself. Kendrick looking like the way that he does allows Goran to come off the bench. I think a lot of our anxiety, a lot of our fear and the peril that we've kind of felt in the early parts of the season was because Kendrick didn't look like himself. And that in turn was making, you know, Goran's load so much more than what we desired for it to be this early in the season. And so you're absolutely right, Alf. I think Kendrick being back on changes some of the things. I personally still think we need some size, but I think Kendrick being back to maybe a little bit closer to what he was last year allows Goran to stay on the bench, which allows Tyler to come off the bench still whenever he comes back. Kendrick, while still on this team, is an integral part of what we hope to do.
Kendrick being Kendrick opens so many things for this team.
Yeah.
And we're getting towards the end of the night, and what I would like to do is, our original goal dose for tonight was $500. We're at $1,357.12. We need $143 more. I think, did I do that math quick in my head? Is that right?
Where we fuck at those numbers.
Fuck them. No. Yeah. Now we need $133 more. And I want to get to $1,500 before we call it a wrap. So there's a few things going on tonight. If you guys take a shot, film it, post it on Twitter or Facebook, Instagram, and hashtag Baskets for Babies. We're gonna vote, and we have a few prizes. We have a Bam Adebayo signed picture. We have $100 Total Wine gift card, and we have a cameo from the super producer of the Hawk and Crowder show, which is syndicated in South Florida only. if you love Alex Solana like I love Alex Solana, like you want. Like I wish I could afford to get Alex Solana to wish my mother a happy birthday. I don't have that kind of loot, but if you do, or if you want that, go ahead and hashtag Baskets for Babies. We have the link in the chat. We're trying to get to $1,500 before we sign off. So we're just going to keep on rolling. And if I have to be up here for another 3 hours, I will do it. We need $133 more.
In the meantime, Marco
says, "Where can I donate?" Marco, there's a fucking link in the chat like 18 fucking thousand times. Marco,
come on, man. I just want to also point out that the Miami Heat are now 5-0 since not Miami Heat beat, but Brian Goins from the Miami Heat beat account tweeted that out.
Let's go.
It was the kick in the ass they needed.
Literally.
They saw that.
And I just want you to know that tweet pissed a lot of us off too, people. So
we hated that.
Fucking hate that.
It was like an hour long talk about how to operate social media. It was I had to turn my phone off.
I was so confused. I didn't know what was happening.
We had to create social media guidelines for that shitty ass tweet.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, no, we did.
Okay. So here's what's gonna happen. We're still stuck at 1367. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my headphones off and I'm going to go get the Fireball. And yes. I'm going to get the Fireball and I also have some Don Julio and I have some Patron. We're going to kick this up a notch. We're getting to $1,500. So if you guys want to see me take some fucking shots.
Yeah, meanwhile, people were reaching for their fucking wallets. And now they're like, all right, I'm going to chill for a little bit. I'm gonna see how this unfolds.
Let's see. No,
I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Hold on. How do I stop my stop camera?
Someone texted me to ask me if they wanted if I wanted them to donate the remaining $133 so you don't have to listen to Moose say baskets for babies anymore.
Tell them to donate, but then say no.
Yeah, right.
Say yes to everything, I guess.
Whatever it takes.
So, Dose, I was wondering, yeah. So in terms of comparisons to Derry, so where does Jimmy Butler rank? What type of milk or what type of dairy?
That's really a crab thing.
You don't know that. You don't really support that, right?
All the times that he's tweeted that, I actually still don't know who is what.
That's fine. Now, what brand or what flavor of almond milk would you consider Jimmy to be?
I mean, he's got to be chocolate almond milk, right?
Who
did you say got to be chocolate?
Not banana.
What is Tyler? What is Tyler then?
He not almond milk.
Who's the cow's milk of the Miami Heat?
Tyler.
One thing I've learned, one big takeaway from tonight, speaking of almond milk, is that bourbon and like nut milks, not a great mix.
Not great
in the stomach.
Yeah. Just sounds terrible.
Yeah.
All right. So here
bourbon
we go.
And nut milk.
We got the Fireball.
Okay, well, we got a little update here.
Wait, so, before you do it. Hit me with it.
Hold on.
Oh, wait, I put it in the wrong cup.
Do not speak. All right, ready?
Wait, hold on. I got to shake it up.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be cold.
What are you making like a whole martini right now? Come on.
Right.
I've had, like, no, I didn't cold. I don't, I'm not cold drinking anymore. Hot fucking... what's that shit called?
Meanwhile, Dose's almond milk has been sitting out getting warm for four minutes now.
Poor Dose.
Yeah. Curding and shit.
Baskets for babies.
And I also want to point out, like, some people in YouTube comments mostly have stated, like, you don't really need to do the drinking thing. Fine.
It's called hangover time, asshole.
Right, that's the show.
You don't have to drink, but we do. So that's just kind of.
I love that. This could be a much better show if you didn't drink. Motherfuckers,
but they're watching.
Hangover time.
But they're watching. That's the thing. You wouldn't know if you didn't watch.
I just want to say we don't drink on the pregame show, and it's a significantly worse show. So.
I wasn't going to say anything, Jack, but.
Like, go watch Jason Jackson or Ruth Riley. Like, if you really, like, if you want a dry ass postgame show, I'm sorry. Like, what are you doing?
We're not getting them on the show.
Give me a drip. I guess not. I was going to try and get them on StreamBeat. Damn it.
Wow. I don't want either of them.
Just you and Ruth Riley.
What do you think Jax's favorite movie is?
Jax?
Yeah.
Oh, The Color of Money? I don't know.
Okay. Brass, I think we hit over 1,500. So now we're doing the Don Julio.
Whoa.
1,556. All right. Guys, you are incredible.
Yeah, that is
fantastic.
Really. Shout out to the chat. Really, that's amazing. Thank you, guys.
Love you guys. Appreciate you guys.
Chat.
All right, so I'm doing.
They earned this one.
Yeah.
Oh, you're lining up. What are you lining up now, Alf?
Jack,
this is
what are you drinking?
This is Patron. I'm sorry.
I got some tea.
Out of my box. If I'm finishing the drink here.
I'm going to be slumped.
It is a pancake.
It looks dry as hell.
Pull that back up.
What?
The pancake.
Salon is an omelet.
That's a pancake.
I think that's a pancake.
Solana, that looks dry.
Whatever it is, I'm not eating it.
I need crispy edges.
It looks like
pancake.
The John Crotty of breakfast foods.
Just
I
dry.
I call this a pancake.
So I can take this shot.
I call this a pancake.
This was for the chat. Thank you guys for coming through tonight.
I call this breakfast.
I call this breakfast.
Ah, Jesus Christ. Oh, the things I do for the kids.
All right.
You love the kids.
You know I love the church.
I'm glad G's not on the show because he hates young people.
Oh, he hates.
And dogs.
Dogs, yeah.
Ooh, oh, what kind of person hates dogs?
Yeah, it's tots in the back of my head.
And hawks? He hates hawks, too.
Who hates hawks?
I know, right? I mean, Jesus.
Especially when they're young.
Oh, my God.
Are we talking about Trae Young?
Yep. Because range is incredible.
He's a hard worker too. He's putting it up every day. Trae Young, he's a grinder.
Volume shooter. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the centerpiece of that franchise.
I can't wait to see all the complaints about this show on YouTube. You guys didn't talk about the game enough. Where's the analysis?
Who comes here for basketball analysis?
I am drunk off my ass.
Drip drop.
You know what? I'm also very worried that the very nice women that run Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies are going to listen to it. Because all week they've been like, oh, can we listen to the show? I'm like, nah.
No, please. They are so... Listen, I've been on these like conference calls with the Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies people because I was like supposed to be part of this Baskets for Babies initiative, and I have no extra time because all my time is taken up by my full-time job, hangover time, and light skin opinions, and the fact that I have a full-time girlfriend. I don't have time to like to devote to Baskets for Babies. But I've been on these calls, and these are the nicest, sweetest people in the world. And I was like, oh my God, like the best thing I can do for them is to raise money on my debaucherous post game show. And I don't want them to watch it because I want them to still like me, and I want them to want me to be part of their shit. But if they watch Hangover Time, they'll be like, oh, fuck Alf. Like, we don't want him to
Dose Tomorrow is going to be like, having heard from one woman I respect greatly and whose opinion I hold dearly, I am so sorry that I went on Hangover Time.